That shouldn't be a tough question to answer. If someone asked me, hey, Greg, what is a woman? I just show them this picture. Yeah. She still makes me tingle in all the wrong places. But why was it so hard for a judge to answer this question? Because we've let the woke take the clearest distinctions in life and destroy it. And now people are terrified of facts. It's part of the left's trifecta. Create victims, create new reasons to call people bigots, and give college professors something to waste time on. USA Today came to Jackson's defense, but totally screwed it up by using nothing but gender studies scholars. Yes, there are scholars in gender studies. That's like being a tall munchkin. In the health and wellness section, ironically, the headline reads, Marsha Blackburn asked Ketanji Brown Jackson to define women. Science says there's no simple answer. Yeah, the same folks who came up with the phrase follow the science then ignore their own advice when it doesn't benefit their politics. So I guess we can't call Jackson the first black woman Supreme Court justice because according to them, she might not be a woman. But in reality, what is female has been a simple question for the 300,000 years humans have existed. It's only in the last decade that idiots have turned it into a trick question on a biology test. And why? Because they prefer ideology over biology. So there's no way to clearly define what makes someone a woman. Well, I got an idea to put this debate to rest. Ask 100 men off the street. They'll define a woman as a human being who has a nurturing side, who could be emotionally strong as a bull, who will always have your back forever, and maybe the most beautiful creatures on earth, but who can't parallel park. A sexist would say. But this is where USA Today screwed up. They interviewed only gender studies experts on questions of biology. That's like interviewing Dana Perino on death metal. And they all said Jackson was wrong to even cite biology.